It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome. A little late tonight. It's senior night at Unadilla Valley Central School, but a JV game of long endurance and drama as the JV girls for Unadilla Valley squeak it out over the BG Lady Bobcat JV's 27-25. At 20 after 6, they were midway through the third quarter, and I told Joe Gardner at the station, we'll be on in plenty of time. And no, the coaches had all their timeouts, and you'd play 4 seconds and tweet, not the Twitter tweet. So that's how it went. And then they had senior night. They had honored 5 seniors, and of course the coach Backus honoring as well. And now they got the humongous sound of, I guess it's a warm-up music, but wow, shocked me a little bit. But anyway, it's Unadilla Valley girls tonight against the BG Lady Bobcats, and the Lady Storm still on a mission to successfully get through this regular season undefeated. They are 9-0 with 2 games remaining, tonight with BG and on Friday with Unitigo at Unitigo. BG comes in with an 8-game winning streak. They have slogged their way with mostly low-scoring games to the tune of 8 in a row, 7 league games in a row. They are in the mix in the top 4 as well. An upset tonight by BG makes things much more interesting on Friday night, but that all is ahead of us. We start our game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO. Brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs that include daily rentals, expert service department, and a great selection of vehicles, call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Brandy Backus and the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm, Coach Bob Conway, and the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats, and fans of both teams tonight the best in this game. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports and rights granted to us by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Again, the JV game, very dramatic. One with a missed shot by BG with 2.5 seconds to go. Unadilla Valley girls cling to a 27-25 victory. I think the girls tonight will score a few more points, but that's not always guaranteed because BG has won a lot of games with scoring 36 or less points. Unadilla Valley just the opposite. They like to put the biscuit in the basket and rack up the points. And on senior night, a little extra emotion going into this one as well. So we'll be back to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth. I've got stats for UV and I've got game recaps for BG. So we'll have stuff to talk about 13 minutes before the anthem and the introduction of starting lineups. BG, Unadilla Valley, it's senior night here at the Lady Storm's home, and it's going to be live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The grilled onion cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Unadilla Valley. Always made to feel welcome thanks to Athletic Director Matt Osborne, who I did his games when he was at high school for Gilbertsville Mount Upton in the early 90s. And boy, were those some memorable times as GMU and Milford seemed to always clash. One game I remember at Hartwick College, the Tri-Valley Championship going triple overtime, and it was certainly a survival to the end of that. And I think GMU won that game even, but that's how it was so memorable. I don't remember who won. But Bainbridge Guilford comes in as the decided underdog, but interesting enough, they are in the hunt for a top four spot. And in fact, they, barring a collapse somewhere along the way, they will get in as either the number three or four seed. Here's the standings as we have them through nine games. Unadilla Valley and Unitigo, well known as both being 9-0. Harpersville is at 7-2, having lost back-to-back games to Unitigo and UV. Bainbridge Guilford, 7-2. They started out 0-2, and they have ripped off seven league games and eight games overall. And the next closest are Green and Afton, both at 5-4. Afton having their finest season in many years. They're 8-6 overall, although I believe last night was a loss. So they are 5-5 in the league and 8-7 overall. But still, their finest season in years. And I think just about everybody's back for next year. So take a look at Afton down the road. Next up is, so BG has come in. We talked about the eight-game winning streak. The most recent was a game we did on WCDO last Thursday at Sydney, in which BG was down by 10, 17-7 to start the game. They came back to lead at halftime 18-17. Then they fell behind 30-21. They came back to lead and then win 36-31. Only one three-pointer by Abby Smith. Smith was also 4-for-4. She, because of team rules, illness, I'm not sure which exactly it was, but she had to sit out the first quarter. She did play second, third, and fourth quarters, did a nice job, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and some of those free throws helped seal the deal. Morgan Bullis, though, I'm telling you, she is the workhorse for this team. Had to play a little bit of point guard in Abby Smith's absence. She's been the top rebounder all year. She's the top defender. I have the feeling, although I haven't talked to Bob Conway, Morgan Bullis will probably play a part defensively in stopping either Taylor Davis or Amanda Off. And probably Abby Smith or Megan Ferreira will be taking the high-energy offense of Jordan Anderson. This should be very interesting to see how the two coaches differ their defenses, possibly switch it around a little bit, go to their bench. I'm looking forward to it. Going into the season, I would have thought BG had stood no chance, but they have defied the odds. They have come through with wins with no more than 52 points. They've won with 26 over Green, 26-23. They beat Hancock 26-19. They don't always get the basket to go or the shots to go, but their defense, they have held Oxford to 17 points. They held Walton to 22, held Deposit to 26, held Hancock to 19, held Green, a pretty decent team, to 23, held Sydney to 33 on Thursday night. They'll also look at Tori Reifenberg and Taylor Palmateer down on the front lines. Caitlin Vandermark will see time. And Alyssa Rivera coming off the mononucleosis, they have been bringing her back. She played against Sydney in 2 and 3 minute spurts, and she should probably get a little bit more playing time this night. For Unadilla Valley, I don't have their game by game, but I do know their one loss was to a very potent Sherburne-Earlville team in the Sherburne-Earlville Christmas or preseason tournament, and since then they have gone undefeated. They are led by very familiar faces, and three of the girls who are honored tonight, of the five seniors, three have been very instrumental for at least the last 2 years, and some for as many as 4 years. And I'm talking about Taylor Davis. She's their leading three-point scorer with 12. They're not a big three-point shooting team. They only have 20 on the year. 12 by Taylor Davis, 5 by Jordan Anderson, somebody we mentioned. So 17 out of the 20 by those two girls. They're only shooting 26% from behind the line, so they're not really relying on that. Amanda Off is their inside presence. She is shooting 47% inside the arc and 1-for-1 outside. 25-for-41 from the free throw line, 61%. She leads the team in scoring 16.8, with Davis at 13.2 and Jordan Anderson 13 straight up. Defensive rebounds, Corinne Izzard is number two. She's got 43. That's 6 behind Amanda Off. Amanda with 121 total rebounds this year. So with 12 games into the season, that easily calculates to 10 rebounds per game. The steals leader, Jordan Anderson, no surprise, at 50. Davis with 46. Block shots, no surprise, Amanda Off with 14. And Izzard has 13. And I'm looking for other stats. They're shooting 37% from the field, 26 from the three-point line, 58 from the free throw line. They've had some nights where they've been 11 for 14 or 12 for 15. They've also had some poor shooting nights, and I think one of those games might have been a game that we covered against Sydney. We're about 4 minutes away. We're going to take a second, probably our final break. They will not have a singer tonight. Normally Caitlin Jackson does it. She will not be available tonight. They're going to play a CD. So we'll take our final break. We might have to take a short one later on, and then Harry Graves, a voice familiar to CDL listeners, will be introducing tonight's starting lineup. So stick around. It's Unadilla Valley. It's Bainbridge Guilford. Two teams headed to the Final Four of the MAC next week. And tonight's game will go a long way into determining positions 1 through 4 for this league. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and
and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, the Bobcats will be dressed in their navy blue outfits with white Bobcats and the white numbers and trim. Unadilla Valley tonight. Got to get used to that. I've done their away games. Haven't done their home games yet this year. They're in their white and looks like purple. They've had various colors here, and they have the Booster Club put up some streamers in their entrance, which was kind of cool, and I got to go through it for a test run. And they are, but it's mostly white and black and purple. They've got no yellow in their uniforms, but some of their uniforms do have yellow in it. And what I believe they're going to be doing is a national anthem via the CD route. So when that happens, we will break away. They're probably supposed to do, well, a typical high school pregame. Nobody knows what's going on, but I do know there's nobody going to sing. So we are going to take a break very shortly. So Unadilla Valley, 11-1 overall, 9-1 in the MAC. BG, 9-5 overall, 7-2 in the MAC, including 7 straight victories. So. Well, Harry Graves is making an announcement. I'm not sure what they're doing here with the announcement. Whether they're going to have an anthem, whether they're just going to do a starting lineup. Everybody's putting their hands up going, what's going on? Oh, here we go. I guess we just go to the starting lineups.
Number 11, Abby Smith. Number 14, Morgan Bullis. Number 23, Megan Ferrara. Number 33, Taylor Palmateer. And the only senior starting lineup tonight, number 42, Tori Rivenberg.
Well, a little bit
the starters tonight. For the UV Lady Storm. Representing the class of 2014, number 5, Corrine Izzard. Also a junior, number 10, Taylor Davis. From the class of 2013, number 13, Amanda Off. Also from the senior class, number 20, Morgan Weidman. And rounding out the senior contingent, number 23, Jordan Anderson, and the rest of the hardworking UV Lady Storm.
All right, so an unconventional start. I think we're going right to the game tonight. All right, well, thank you very much, Harry, and... So this is the first of three nights of end-of-the-year senior night basketball regular season. UV versus BG girls tonight. UV at Unitego boys tomorrow night. And UV Unitego girls, what I'm calling for the regular season marbles, on Friday. So mathematically, if with Unitego's win over Afton, if last night, they are now 10-0. If Unadilla Valley loses to BG tonight, they can still get the top spot by beating Unitego on Friday. That would give them both 10-1 records, but the head-to-head after this round robin, because they only play each other once, the head-to-head is what counts on a tie. Unadilla Valley would still get the win. If they win tonight, it sets it all up for the winner it gets the top seed. They don't win the championship. They do win the regular season championship. All right, so Lady Storm of Unadilla Valley against the BG Lady Bobcats. We are set to go. WCDOLive.com, or WCDOSports.com, rather, on streaming audio. And we go going with UV winning the opening tap. Bainbridge Guilford got to set up to see what their defense is all about here. A little bit of a zone, but some man-to-man as well. Looks like they're probably matching up on the best scores. But UV very patient, 9 on the shot clock. The shot to start from Kareen Izzard is a good one from the right elbow, and UV right out to the 2-0 lead and right into the pressure defense against BG. BG trying to be patient, and they do a nice job getting it over. Bullets, now they work it to Abby Smith from the foul line. She ties it right up. Abby Smith firing southpaw, gets the foul line shot to go, and it's 2-2. 50 seconds into the ballgame. Both teams very patient in their opening possessions. Izzard looking for Davis. Bumped a little bit by Smith. No harm there. Ball comes out a little bit toward us at half court. UV going to my right. BG to my left offensively. Again on the perimeter. They leave Anderson open. She takes a 16-footer. And the senior hits the first shot of her senior game. 4-2. BG right to the attack, getting it over half court with a two-pass sequence. Palm Reifenberg to Smith on the left side. She'll take a 16-footer herself. Missed it long, but the rebound comes out to Palmateer. Backs it out to Smith. A bounce pass right through the hands of Palmateer. There's Anderson with a steal. Goes to Amanda Off. Bing, bang. It's a basket for Amanda Off. Nice feed from Jordan Anderson off the steal. She's the leading defender on the steals chart for the Lady Storm. And Coach Brady Backus loves to have her up there. She's going to miss her next year, that's for sure. Well, BG down 6-2. They pass over the defense. Palmateer stops at the arc on the left wing. Goes for Smith. Overlooks her with a pass. Here comes Anderson in transition. Goes up. Misses the shot. Bullis defended nicely. And then Palmateer got the rebound on the weak side. Smith to Palmateer. Looked at a three, didn't take it. Smith will take it and missed it. Got bumped. No call there. BG with the offensive rebound because the ball came out. Way out. There's a shot along the baseline just missed by Palmateer. Put back up by Bullis. No good. Fight for the ball. Reifenberg and Offer on the floor tied up. That's a possession arrow. BG's ball. With 5:28 to go in the first quarter, 6-2. Looking forward to seeing who's logging in from around the country tonight. On Friday night's game, BG and Sydney boys, we had over 40 people logging in. Shot off the back iron for Palmateer. Anderson not only getting the rebound, but starting the offense. Goes to Weidman. Anderson on the left wing. Going to catch and dribble. Stops it on the left corner. Needs a cut. Weidman thought it was a good pass in there for Davis. No good. Amanda Offel gets the loose ball, puts it up, scores it, and is fouled. And that foul is going to be on Taylor Palmateer, the 5'6 sophomore. You know, last year at this time when UV upset Unitigo in a regular season game that I did here on the radio, I remember seeing the girls that are now seniors being juniors and thinking Brandy Backus had to be very excited. Amanda Off misses the three-point try or the three-point play attempt. But 8-2 is the score with 5 minutes to go. It's sort of that way right now for Bob Conway's team. He's got a team full of sophomores and juniors that have done some very good things. BG missed another shot, and in transition comes UV. They get a ball. There's a kick. It'll be UV's ball with 24 on the shot clock. Anderson given a little bit of room there by Smith. Driving the baseline is Davis. Not a good shot. Amanda Off, though, with a rebound off the glass. Good, and her senior night is off to a fantastic start. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. And after a 2-2 tie, it's been 8 straight for the Lady Storm. Bullis got it stolen away by Taylor Davis. Taylor to convert. Missed it, though. Rebounded by Anderson, beating Ferreira to the basketball, and she's fouled. Foul's going to go on Megan Ferreira, her first. So Anderson gets two shots. Shooting 59% from the line this year, but capable of some good streaks. This time she misses. and a 30-second timeout asked for by Coach Conway. 4:21 to go in the first quarter, 10-2 UV over Bainbridge Guilford Girls. MAC basketball continues momentarily on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Jordan Anderson missed the second free throw coming out of the timeout, but just like she does many times, she hustled and got her own missed rebound. Looked at a three. Decided instead to go to Izzard running the baseline, and Betsy Holden, who had just come into the ballgame, held her spot. She and Izzard collided. That's going to be a foul on Betsy Holden. So three fouls on BG, none on UV in the first 4 minutes of the game. Amanda Off has not missed a shot yet. She's 3 for 3. Taylor Davis cutting in, got tripped up a little bit by Abby Smith. Smith almost to backcourt. Finds Palmateer. It's going for three. Nothing but net. Taylor Palmateer, who's got a listener from New Jersey logging in on WCDOsports.com. And great timing because Taylor Palmateer just made a three-point shot. 10-5. Lead cut to 5. Izzard misses the baseline runner. Rebound by Betsy Holden. Off to Megan Bullis and now Abby Smith. And the Storm take off their press. 3:28 to go in the first quarter. Palmateer harassed there by Anderson. There's a steal by Davis. Down the right side she comes. Bullis gave her a little bit of room. Now she's triple teamed. Traveling is the call. Good help defense by the Lady Bobcats that time, who trailed 10-5 with 3:17 to go in the opening quarter. UV boys tomorrow at Unitigo. UV girls again on Friday night with Unitigo. Taylor Palmateer, a fast break down to Betsy Holden, off the glass, good, and she is fouled, and BG's right back into it. Foul will be on Kareen Izzard, the junior. First foul on the Lady Storm. Clock stops with 3:06 to go, and Holden with her first basket. She misses, good box out there by Amanda Off. And the Lady Storm start their offense up by 3, 10-7, 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Decent crowd here at Unadilla Valley. Driving through the rain and the fog. Anderson for 3, comes up short. Ball tapped up, and Ferrari gets it for BG. Bullis, guarded by Taylor Davis, backs up a little bit near the three-point line, stolen away. Anderson and Off combined. Taylor Davis to finish. Davis, a junior, scores her first bucket. Makes it 12-7. Quickly passing through the defense. Here comes Palmateer off her leg. And we've got varying opinions here by the officials. But the official closest calls it BG's way. Substitution, it's Caitlin Vandermark, a 5'5 senior, checking in. Smith. Looking for, way over the head of Taylor Palmateer. So a timeout asked for by Coach Brandy Backus. There's 2:22 left in this first quarter. Unadilla Valley on senior night, leading BG girls 12-7. First quarter action live on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back to Unadilla Valley, where Lady Storm put 8 points in a row after a 2-2 tie to start their game with Bainbridge Guilford. It's now 12-7. The only three-pointer tonight, Taylor Palmateer, and neither team has made a free throw. They're a combined 0-4 with UV at 0-3. And the clock shows 2 minutes, 22 seconds to go. Thanks again to Athletic Director Matt Osborne for helping us run a long phone line and doing all the other things, taping down our phone line so nobody trips. Back to the action, and Jordan Anderson brings the ball up slowly for Unadilla Valley. Goes, drifts to the left side, sets up her own three-pointer. It's short. Nice rebound in motion by Abby Smith. Crossover dribble by the foul line over to Palmateer. Down low for Holden. The turnaround is no good. Rebound by Amanda Off. Good outlet pass to Weidman. Here she comes up the left side. Backs it out, though, and goes to Izzard. Off to Anderson, and they start the offense again with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Down low for Off. Nice spin move. Wheeled and banked it. So Amanda Off, 8 points in the first quarter. It's 14-7. Pass up ahead to Palmateer. She couldn't catch up to it. Weidman caught it instead for UV. Another turnover. So they're letting Anderson set it up. She goes down low for Off. Off her leg. I think it's Morgan Bullis with it. Yep. Bullis to Abby Smith. Smith's guarded by Taylor Davis, and that's a good matchup tonight, both sides. To the left wing for Palmateer from the baseline. Boy, she looks like her shot is going to be short, and the three and the two both swish with no rim being hit. So Palmateer with 5 points makes it 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 to 9. And Amanda Off finally misses a shot, but there's Corinne Izzard. No, she can't hit the follow-up. Bullis with a rebound. They almost got tied up, almost a foul. No whistle at all. Here comes Abby Smith for BG. Her team trailing by 5 with 36 seconds to go in the opening quarter. To the right wing for Vandermark. Poor pass. Anderson taps it ahead. Oh, from behind. Goodness gracious. Taylor Davis hit from behind. Not sure if the official saw it, but certainly the people in the stands did. And I know I did. But Davis doesn't seem to be complaining too much. He's just going to play defense. Megan Ferreira, who came out for Caitlin Vandermark, goes right back in the game. So the BG girls facing the press. Bullis, one bounce to Smith, goes to the wing. Ferreira right back to Bullis, and there's a steal by Taylor Davis. The uncertainty for Bainbridge Guilford, played upon by the Storm. Here comes Anderson. A little wild on her shot, but she draws the foul on Morgan Bullis. Bullis' first foul. And the clock shows 7.9 seconds to go. Anderson trying to redeem herself from the 0-for-2 she had earlier. Shot is up, and it's off the back of the rim. She's trying to figure it out. Her team up by 5. She sets and fires again off the back of the rim. So 0-for-4. BG certainly not unhappy about that. Bobcats ball with 6.4 seconds to go. Doubt they'll get a shot off here. I think they're just trying not to let it get stolen. Smith called for a carrier double dribble. Looks like a double dribble signal by the official. I got blocked out of it, though, so I didn't see. 1.2 seconds to go. Anderson, long-range three, just grazes the bottom of the net, and our first quarter has gone lickety-split to the conclusion. 14-9, Unadilla Valley leads the visitors from Bainbridge Guilford. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Jess F. House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jess F. House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Back to Unadilla Valley, and just a quick memory of Thursday night when Sydney got out to a 17-7 lead on the same BG Bobcat team and how they worked hard to come back to take an 18-17 lead. So down by five, you still can't count them out. But Unadilla Valley seems to have that ability to score in 4, 6, 8-point groups, and they love to put the ball in the basket and work the ball around. They're doing it right now. Jordan Anderson to start the second quarter with a three ball, but misses. Ball goes out of bounds off Morgan Weidman, and the Bobcats have Abby Smith, Taylor Palmateer, Megan Ferreira, Betsy Holden, and Morgan Bullis. We'll set the UV lineup when they have the ball. But UV right now, defense is the watchword. Palmateer down low for Megan Ferreira. Can't catch the ball. That had a lot of zip on it. So it's turned back over to UV, who has Jordan Anderson, Taylor Davis, Amanda Off, Morgan Weidman, and Kareen Izzard. They're starters. I believe they've been in there the entire time. And there's Kareen Izzard, who started the game with a basket. Starts the second quarter with a basket. 4 points, this one from the left baseline, 16-9. Long pass up ahead, and playing safety back is Morgan Weidman, and she gets the easy steal. Izzard to Davis. Nice move down the lane. She comes off the glass. Good. Taylor Davis doing her best. Imitation of a offensive playmaker, and now a largest lead of 9 points, 18-9 in favor of UV. And Coach Bob Conway wants a quick timeout, 7:05 to go. So let's recap the preview of the three games we've got coming up again on, tomorrow night. I don't remember a season ever having so many Thursday night games. Used to be I would do a Tri-Valley game on Thursday because the old Sus League and the MAC never played on Thursday. This year I've had, I think, four Thursday games. But tomorrow night, Unadilla Valley boys, fresh off a big win last night against Bainbridge Guilford. Justin Hofer's 36 points leading the way. They take on the Unitigo Spartans. That's going to be a good game because UV is fighting for the top four spot. Right now they're tied for fourth behind Sydney, undefeated. Unitigo with one loss. And Green with two losses. Oxford and UV are deadlocked in fourth place. So a big win for UV tomorrow night. Puts them into the playoffs for the, I would say, mathematically. Because Green and Oxford play tomorrow night as well. If Green can defeat Oxford, then Oxford's eliminated and UV steps in as the four seed. And Matt Osborne said, we would love another chance at Sydney, even though it will be played in Sydney. And then on Friday night, of course, that's for the regular season championship, UV and Unitigo. So real good basketball to end the regular season, including tonight's game. 18-9, though, UV leading it. Morgan Bullis trying to get the ball over half court in 10 seconds, just barely does it. Taylor Palmateer back to Abby Smith. Smith held to just one basket. They pass down low for Betsy Holden. Off the rim, no good. Alyssa Rivera's in the game for BG right now. And she is tracking Jordan Anderson. Now Anderson steps back and fires and hits a shot. Anderson not able to hit a free throw, but she's got two baskets from the field. It's now 20-9, and the lead grows to 11. BG is still trying to pass their way over the defense and then getting it down low to Betsy Holden. Trouble is they can't get it into her hands. They're rushing the pass. So it's Anderson. Crossover dribble to the left. Stops, fires down low for off, and she's bumped by Holden. A nice touch pass in there for Jordan Anderson. I do like the way she sees the court. Betsy Holden with her second personal foul. That's five team fouls on the Lady Bobcats. Off at the line, 0 for 1 so far. And there's the first made free throw of the game after six tries. Hannah Lazarus, a freshman, comes in replacing Morgan Weidman. And off, misses the second shot, rebounded to Morgan Bullets. BG's leading rebounder grabs another one. 21-9, though. Storm up by 12. Rivera down low for Bullets, off the glass, just runs off the rim. Rebounded by off, outlets to Davis. Davis right to Anderson at the top of the key. Jordan dribbles left, passes to Lazarus. Ball knocked out of her hands, but right there is Izzard to catch it. Misses the shot on an air ball. Off rebounds and can't put it back up. It's foul on, it's Korean Izzard's second foul. She's got both or all, depending on how you look at it, of the fouls for Yuta De La Valle. Smith passing to Rivera. Rivera right back to Smith, who gets by Amanda off. She's got a lefty layup, and she gets hit on the way there by Hannah Lazarus. That's going to be her first just into the ballgame. But BG tried something a little different that time, with Abby Smith playing to her strength of a left-handed dribble down the court. Smith makes the first free throw, and there's the first point for BG in this quarter. 5:30 to go in the half. Izzard comes out. The Storm lineup. Second shot for Smith is good. Boy, she is definitely the best free throw shooter for Bainbridge Guilford. I've seen her make six of her last six. And now we see the fourth senior of the group, Jen Elliott, who I understand is going to be going to Ithaca College to major in sports management. Good for her. Wore my Ithaca College sweatshirt tonight. Inside, Lazarus tied up nicely by Rivera. They'll have to bring it back out. Anderson, a stop. Nice little pass in the lane for Lazarus. Recovered by Rivera. Nice play by Bainbridge Guilford defensively. They trail by 10, though, with 5 minutes to go in the half. 21-11. Smith to the left wing for Palmateer. Right back to Smith. Oh, she had a three but didn't take it. Going baseline is Bullets. She's double-teamed. Now it's Smith in the corner. Right back to Bullets. Across the paint and from behind. Davis almost swiped it away. Six on the shot clock. Pereira to Bullets at the foul line. A runner short. Ball is batted around. Bullets grabs it again. Into the corner for Smith. Three-point attempt. Way too long pass, but it's actually a pass to Rivera. Wink, wink. And Alyssa Rivera, the lucky recipient of an air ball slash pass, and did the right thing, put it right off the glass. 21-13. Pass down low. A little late there by Anderson for a change. Looking for Amanda off, and it's off of her hands, out of bounds. Substitution, Emily Converse, sophomore. Into the ball game. Like replacing Jordan Anderson, and the ball for BG with Anderson out of the game could not get the ball past the other their defensive half foul line rather off, and Smith tied up. Nice job by Abby Smith to deny the pass and tie up Amanda off, who was bound and determined to get that ball turned and fire it. Down to the four-minute mark. Smith, double team, passes over to Rivera. The pass a little too high. It's out of bounds. It'll be UV's ball with 3:55 to go, leading 21-13. After a 2-2 tie, UV ran off eight straight and have not been any, BG's not been any closer than 3 points. Elliott fires up a three-pointer from the right side that missed, but UV gets the rebound, and before Emily Converse can decide whether to pass or shoot, she gets called for the travel, and BG gets the ball back. And this press has been a challenge for the Lady Bobcats. Well played by UV. Smith passing to Rivera. Rivera to Bullis. Now they got to really hustle to get over 10 seconds, and they do. Now it's into the corner, wide open. Paul Mateer from the baseline. This time she misses. Running into the corner to get it is Rivera. Pereira fakes it. Now she shoots from 16 feet out. No good. Long rebound. Hustling is Paul Mateer. Nice job by Taylor Paul Mateer to get the ball back in what looked like a UV rebound. 21 on the shot clock. Smith fighting inside against Lazarus. Passes across the key, but I believe, according to the dramatics of the official, she stepped on the line to get there. And even 3 minutes on the clock. Tori Reifenberg checks back in for Alyssa Rivera. And another substitution, Caitlin Vandermark replaces Abby Smith. And make it three subs with Jordan Anderson checking in for Taylor Davis. Amanda Off, the leading scorer, with 9 points overall. Jen Elliott, guarded by Vandermark. Anderson is picked up by Ferreira, which was an anticipated matchup. Elliott drives in, passes off to Amanda Off from three-point, missed it. Only her second three-point shot attempt of the season. The first one was a make. But hey, it's senior night. You want to do something memorable. They wind up getting the ball back on the far sideline. Converse, cross court to Elliott. Right back to Converse. Oh, mishap on who had it. 3 second violation. Won't matter who had it. 3 seconds and turned over. Lazarus checks out. She'll be taking Amanda Off's place next year in the lineup with her height. Morgan Weidman's back in the game. Pereira passes to Reifenberg and now to Vandermark. And without Abby Smith in, they need somebody to handle the ball. And Amanda Off with a nice steal off to Anderson. And a tie-up possession arrow in favor of the Storm with 2:11 to go in the first half. Substitution for BG. Katie Barber gets her first look in the game, replacing Tori Reifenberg. So 8 points down, BG. Having a hard time finding the continuity on ball handling. Amanda Off misses an elbow jumper. BG now with another chance to cut it down under 8 points with 2 minutes to go. There's a beautiful steal by Emily Converse. Can she convert the layup? She does, and she's fouled. Well, Emily Converse just showed a very nice individual steal and layup. That foul will be on Morgan Bullis. BG's second foul for her. Converse converts it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five players have scored for Unadilla Valley. 1:51 to go. Vandermark nonchalantly passing to Barber. Tapped away by Anderson. 1:48 to go. Paul Mateer right back to Vandermark. And up goes Bullis. Stops her dribble, though. Passes to Paul Mateer, right back to Bullis, who has to take the point guard position with Abby Smith on the bench. Actually, she's coming off the bench now. Cross-court pass to Paul Mateer. That's her shot, but it's short. Rebound inside missed by Vandermark or somebody. And here come the Storm again. Converse over to Elliott. And now Anderson says, let's settle things down here with 1:15 to go. 24-13. There's Weidman from the foul line. Missed it long. Somebody from behind. That's going to be on Amanda Off, her first foul. Abby Smith now will check in, replacing. Let's see, Morgan Bullis comes out. Rivera goes in. Ferreira comes out. Bob Conway utilizing the bench. All right, so Smith looking up the court, trying not to dribble into a double team. Long pass up ahead to Paul Mathieu. She's got a layup waiting to happen and does. Nice court sense there by Abby Smith. Good finish by Taylor Palmateer. She's got 7 to lead the Bobcats, but it's UV by 9 right now. 24-15, 42 seconds left in the first half. So even though we started really late, we are going fast through this half. There's a foul away from the ball. Well, that foul's on Morgan Weidman, and I'm not sure pushing through a screen or what. I honestly didn't see it, but that's her first foul. And that's the fifth team foul on UV. Had it been the seventh, it would not have been a shooting foul. Storm now backing up into a 2-1-2 zone, it looks like. Smith, high up on the dribble. There's a steal, nearly a steal by Jen Elliott, but she had a toe on the sideline right in front of the UV bench. 23 seconds to go. BG needing a basket here. Smith. Double team into the corner. It's Palmateer down low for Rivera. Nice pass to Vandermark. Vandermark into the corner but got hit. And the ball jarred loose. Back to the Storm it goes. They've got time with 13.6 seconds left. Down to the 8-second mark. Anderson double teamed. Converse in the corner. 4 seconds to go. She stops. Passes to number 24 just came in the game, and I don't have that name, so I'll have to find out who the mystery player is, but missed the shot anyway. 24-15 is the score, a very fast-moving, rapid-paced first half. Unadilla Valley has never trailed, and they lead right now by 9, 24-15. We'll recap last night's action in the Mid-State Athletic Conference and look ahead to our next few games. So stick around. It's Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. 563 Heat, 563 HEAT. We'll be back with that halftime report on live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Marabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Marabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Marabito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. Unadilla Valley is the site of our game tonight. 24-15, Lady Storm over the Lady Bobcats. And my humble apologies to Miss Bridget Converse. She was the one who took the shot for Unadilla Valley wearing number 24. That wasn't a strange number. I looked over at the Bainbridge-Guilford side of the scorebook, and there is no 24, which made me just a lost soul there. So Bridget Converse, who is the fifth of five seniors to play for Unadilla Valley, and she was the one who took that shot and missed it. But Unadilla Valley has made many more shots than Bainbridge-Guilford to this point, 9 points better than Bainbridge-Guilford. And the score is 24-15. And they're giving away some stuff here tonight, gift baskets. And I think I saw the word Oak Ridge Boys on one of those canisters. But so they're doing that stuff at halftime, which is a nice thing to do. The Music Boosters here tonight doing the concession stand, so I want to thank them. It's nice to see Music Boosters alive and well in different schools. I know Sydney's got a very active one because I'm part of it, but Unadilla Valley has one here, too, as well. So here's the score. Well, first, our halftime sponsor, Maravito Halftime Report, brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions to you with outstanding customer service for 85 years. Call 563-HEAT. And, so Unadilla Valley had a quick score with Korean Izzard on the first possessions. BG came right back with a basket by Abby Smith to tie it up, and then UV ripped off eight in a row, four baskets in a row, and went out to a 14-9 first quarter lead. BG brought it to within seven. Well, they had five. Let's say 14-9. UV went back up by as much as 11 points, I should say, and then BG got it back into the nine-point range. So here's how it breaks down. UV with a nice balanced effort. Amanda Off is the leading scorer of the game with 9 points. She's 1-for-3 from the foul line, but hit her first four shots from the field. Taylor Davis has two baskets. So does Korean Izzard. They both have 4 points. Emily Converse had a steal and a very nice basket. And she got fouled and made the free throw. So that was a quality play for Emily Converse. Jordan Anderson, who's averaging 13 points a game, she also has 4 points, but a frustrating 0-for-4 from the foul line. Morgan Weidman started, and the senior has not scored. They've had Jen Elliott play but not score, and, of course, Bridget Converse, my mistake there, the fifth senior in the group, has played but not scored. Excuse me. So all told, they have 11 two-point field goals. They are 2-for-8 from the foul line, and so 2-for-8, 25%, 11 two-pointers, no three-pointers. That totals up to 24 points, neat and tidy. For Bainbridge-Guilford, well, their leading scorer, Morgan Bullis, has not had a successful shot yet. They have gone to Taylor Palmateer for 7 of their 15 points. She's got the game's only three-pointer. 2 points for Betsy Holden, 0-for-1 from the line. Abby Smith with a basket early on, as we said, and then two free throws. She's got 4, and Alyssa Rivera has 2 points. BG with 5 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 2-for-3 from the line for their 15 points. Now, last night, Sydney defeated Oxford 50-45. They were trailing the home team Blackhawks 16-8, and then they wheeled off a 22-7 second quarter, and then both teams sort of shut down offensively in the second half. After being 30-23, it wound up the second half was Oxford actually outscored Sydney 22-20 to make it 50-45. But for Sydney, they had balanced effort. They had They had Damian Zimmer leading the way with 14 points. Hunter Sowersby with 11. It was Billy Kozak with 10 and Joe Matzel with 12. And, of course, for Oxford, their leading scorer, the league's leading scorer, Andrew Golden, was held to 18 points. He did get a little help there from Cameron Heggie with 12 points, but not a lot more help, and that's where that was. Bainbridge, Guilford, and BG actually scored more points in the fourth quarter than the Sydney Oxford did in the entire second half, 25-21 BG. But the Bobcats wound up losing to Unadilla Valley 73-59. Austin Bowerly, who with Golden, two high scorers in the league, he came back out with a vengeance, scoring 27 points. And Corbin Palmer, who's in the top five scoring as well, he had 14 points, 8 for 13 from the foul line. I mentioned the high scores. I forgot Justin Hofer, who had 36 points in the win last night on senior night. He's got his 1,000th point, so we congratulate him. The challenge he's got to have is got to find those points against Sydney if they do indeed play in the first round of the MAC, because he was held down by Hunter Sowersby to about 9 points overall in that game, which certainly kept Unadilla Valley from getting into their offensive flow. Harpersville last night back on the winning track. They defeated Johnson City rather handily, 59-32, and that's giving up 16 of the 32 points to Johnson City in the fourth quarter. Shelby Medovich has emerged as a free throw as a good player scoring wise for Harpersville to accent Miranda Drummond and Savannah Murray. She had 17 points last night. Harpersville 70% from the line, 14 for 20. Harpersville boys lost to Hancock last night. Unitigo girls beat Afton last night as well. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're not going to take a short break. We're going to stay right here for the second half because they shut the clock right down and put it at 8. So even though we started as late as we did, the first half was done in pretty good time, and we are set for the second half at senior night here at Unadilla Valley, the first of three senior nights for the week, one in UV, two in Unitigo. Boys tomorrow against the Storm, and the girls of Unitigo on Friday night against the Lady Storm. This game being the tune-up for Unadilla Valley, of course. And then the semifinals in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Thursday, another Thursday game. Thursday, February 7th, and Friday, February 8th for the boys. Girls on Thursday, boys on Friday, and then Saturday the 16th. Everybody converges at SUNY Oneonta for the championship. It will be Taylor Palmateer driving in but missing Morgan Bullis, putting it up and in, and she did not score at all in the first half. Her Johnny on the spot rebound and put back for the basket makes it 24-17 to start the second half. Anderson drives around Bullis, who has two fouls, made a nice left-handed layup with a right hand, or left side layup with a right hand. Anderson with 6 points. Down comes Palmateer into the left corner. Back to Abby Smith. Smith, Palmateer, and a steal there by Izzard on the sideline. Put on the line. Tori Reifenberg, Taylor Palmateer, Megan Ferreira, Morgan Bullis, Abby Smith for the Bobcats to start the second half. Bullis packs it back out to Ferreira. Left side for Palmateer. Into the corner for Abby Smith. 22 on the shot clock. Smith right at the top of the key. Wide open on the right side is Palmateer. Passes down low for Reifenberg. Blocked by Off. It's out of bounds. It'll stay Bainbridge Guilford's ball. 13 on the shot clock. 1 minute into the third quarter. Both teams have scored a basket. Smith to inbound. Into the corner is Palmateer. Puts it up from 15 feet. No good. Just short. Rebound Izzard. Korean Izzard, Morgan Weidman, Taylor Davis. Davis with a drive down, passing to Off from the right baseline. Missed it. Somebody's behind the back. That's going to be Taylor Davis, committing her first foul of the night. Korean Izzard has two for Unadilla Valley. Holden and Bullis each with two for Bainbridge Guilford. Bullis passing over the defense. Smith from Palmateer, but behind. Izzard had it, lost it. Or I should say Smith got it back, passed it back to Bullis. And as I say all of that, Taylor Davis winds up with a layup on the other side because the ball switched hands several times. So a short timeout asked for by Coach Bob Conway, and just as they got it down to 7 points, it's back up to 11, 28-17 with 6:26 to go. Don't forget, we stream live on each and every sports broadcast on WCDO, and the magic formula for that is the three W's, and then WCDOsports.com. If you've heard that there was a game that you might have missed, that somebody that is near and dear to you, whether it's relatives or friendship, and you want to hear that, you can do that too. The last couple of years, it's been archived at WCDOsports.com. Then click Sports on Demand. So we've had some really good calls with 1,000-point scores, et cetera, et cetera. So 28-17, BG trying to beat this press. They do a nice job on this particular possession. Bullis into the corner for Paul Mateer. Does not take the shot. Well defended. Cross-court pass to Reifenberg. Little baseliner missed. Off with a rebound for UV. And Coach Beck is telling her team to push the ball up the floor. Anderson left alone there. Nice double team, and she passed the ball to Weidman. Possession arrow. Good defense there by Morgan Bullis. Now Alyssa Rivera checks in for Bainbridge Guilford with 5:54 to go in the third quarter. 28-17 Unadilla Valley. Reifenberg coming to take a seat next to Bob Conway. In the right corner, it's Anderson. Giving her a little bit of space is Paul Mateer. Actually, no, they give her a lot of space right now against the zone. Foul underneath. And I got blocked out, but I could see the 1-1 on the referee's hands. That's obviously going to be Abby Smith. That's Smith's first foul. Driving baseline is Davis. Backs it out on the right side. Izzard to Anderson, top of the key for three. Way off. Rebounded to Paul Mateer. Now it's Abby Smith up the left side. Nice crossover dribble right in front of the Storm mascot at half court. Bullis. Driving in hard, going to go up, missed the shot. It got blocked, and a rebound by Rivera, but she fell backwards on the shot, and that cost her the basket. Here comes Davis in transition. No, rolls off the rim. Morgan Bullis pulls it down with authority for the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats. Up the floor, Ferreira does not like to shoot the ball very much. She passed it to Bullis. Bullis with a runner in the lane, and she's fouled by Amanda off of Unadilla Valley, who commits her second personal foul. Clock stops at 5:01. So Morgan Bullis, the leading scorer for Bainbridge Guilford, held to just 2 points. They get three with a free throw. Here comes blonde and headbanded Jen Elliott, replacing Amanda off. Well, this will change the dynamic of the UV team. It's going to be more guard-heavy. Bullis misses the second shot. Good rebound by Megan Ferreira. Bounce pass to Bullis. She's going to drive up again off the glass. No good. Gets her own shot, or gets her own miss, I should say. Puts it back up and gets two more free throws. And that's a foul on Corrine Izzard. That's her third. And this is Morgan Bullis being the best kind of player she can be. Relentless to the basket, but got to credit Megan Ferreira for making that possible because she got the offensive rebound from the missed second free throw of Bullis. So she misses the first one, gets the second one. There's another substitution. Get to that in just a second. Second shot is good for Bullis. Now she's got four. Anderson, Davis, Weidman, Elliott, and there's the freshman Hannah Lazarus in the game for Unadilla Valley. Anderson doesn't see anybody to pass to, so she takes a 12-foot shot, missed it, and the rebound, the outlet actually wound up in Abby Smith's hand. Smith, strong with the left hand, but doing just enough with the right hand to keep the ball away from Jordan Anderson. Paul Mateer, cross court, or looking inside rather for Ferreira off her fingertips. Turn back over to UV, and there's Jordan Anderson. Maybe got away with an extra step. Referee had foul on his mind, and he made the call. And I think that's two, yes it is, on Abby Smith. So 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Beachy trailing by 9. Anderson 0 for 4, make it 0 for 5 from the foul line. She's averaging 13.2 points, or 13 even points a game, but she is a 59% free throw shooter. That percentage going down considerably, although she made the next one. So that Murphy's Law thing, you talk about making it a lot, then you miss it. You talk about missing it a lot, then you make it. Oh, there is helter-skelter all over the place here for, and Bainbridge-Guilford comes away with Abby Smith driving down, trying to get a transition layup. Foul will be called on Taylor Davis. Lady Storm picking up her second foul. BG setting up the out-of-bounds. Almost a five-second call. Morgan Bullis driving in on Jen Elliott. Nope, Elliott seals her off. Nice pass to Abby Smith off the glass. It's good. Abby Smith strong with the left hand. Made it work there. It's 29-21. Bobcats still within the hunt here. It's Anderson left alone. Takes the three way off the mark and the rebound to Bullis. Well, big possession here for Bainbridge-Guilford trying to get it under the 8. Point mark. It is Ferreira. Cross court to an open Palmateer. 18 footer. Nothing but net. Taylor Palmateer with a basket, and Coach Brandy Backus wants timeout. 29-23 is our score with 3:24 left in this third quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Craig Davey back at Unadilla Valley. Nice cruise up Route 8 through the fog tonight and the rain. Hard to believe we hit 60 degrees today. After a week ago, it was 6 degrees. All right, here in the third quarter, 3:24 left in that period, 29-23. BG has outscored Unadilla Valley 8-5 in this quarter and have done a nice job moving the basketball around. So it's the Lady Storm with the basketball. It's Jordan Anderson up the floor. BG has switched to a zone, making things a little bit differently. And layup inside there by Morgan Weidman, who had been held scoreless. She's not a big shooter, but every so often gets a nugget like that, and she'll take it. 31-23 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bullis goes to Palmateer. Weidman almost with a steal. It's Abby Smith. Stop and pop, no good. Can Palmateer save it? I don't think so. It's going the other way. And why I said that is because Amanda Off was is off the floor with two fouls, and it does change things dramatically for Unadilla Valley. But Jordan Anderson continues to play hardcore, and she gets a possession error, although she thought she got fouled. And possession error in favor of Unadilla Valley, or excuse me, of Bainbridge-Guilford. Betsy Holden checks into the ball game for BG. It is Palmateer back to Bullis. Bullis right back to Palmateer. Cross half court. Smith to Bullis. Right back to Smith. So now Lazarus in the middle of a, looks like a 1-3-1 zone right now. It is Bullis at the foul line. Down low for Holden. Puts it up, no good. Rebound Lazarus, but her outlet pass is weak, and Ferreira steals it. It's Bullis at the foul line. Off the glass, not intentionally, but Bullis got it to go, and it's 31-25. Still a decent rally away from tying this up or taking the lead. trying to stay. The lower the score, I think, the better the chance for BG. Anderson, again, going to her own offensive set and misses the shot. She's not had a good shooting night. Smith, guarded closely by Taylor Davis. Into the corner, it's Ferreira, who does not like to shoot. We said that before. 16 on the shot clock. Abby Smith, top of the key. Driving in, nice move off the left side, and she draws the foul. So Abby Smith trying to make things happen for the Lady Bobcats. And foul, I think, on Jen Elliott. Yep, that'll be her first. At least that's what I have her down for. So Smith at the line to shoot two. Shot is up and good. She was 4-for-4 against Sydney, including two at the end of the game that sealed the win. Second shot is also good. Big 8 points there for Abby Smith. 31-27. It's as close as they've been since the score was 6-2. A minute 28 to go in the third quarter. Still lots of basketball left, and the Bobcats not giving up here. Around the screen to Anderson. Bounce pass Elliott from the right corner. Almost made that, but Betsy Holder rebounds the miss. And here comes BG with another chance. Pass, long pass up ahead to Palmateer. Around Elliott. Bounce pass underneath. It's put up by Ferrer. No good. Back up and in by Morgan Bullis. Bullis with 8 points all in this quarter. She and Abby Smith with eight. Taylor Palmateer with nine. That accounts for all but four of the points for Bainbridge Guilford. And they now trail just 31-29 with 50 seconds to go. There is a moving screen, and that will be called second time tonight. Called on Morgan Weidman. And a substitution. Betsy Holden comes out. Alyssa Rivera comes in. Weidman sits down, replaced by Emily Converse. Still no Amanda off in the game. So the Bobcats trying to make the most of it, and they've scored a couple on offensive rebounds. Chance to tie or take the lead. They're not a three-point shooting team. We'll see what happens. Rivera off to Morgan Bullis. No dribbles, just passing. Kind of neat. Down low, it is Rivera. Back to Palmateer. Seven on the shot clock. They swing it around to Bullis. Bullis is going to drive in. Takes it up. Scores it! And we're tied at 31. The comeback's not complete, but boy, what a job they've done to get it to here. Morgan Bullis on fire in this third quarter. Driving in Anderson. Gets caught underneath, goes to Elliott, left side three-pointer. Big basket for Jen Elliott. And that's going to end the third quarter, but boy, what a shot by senior Jen Elliott on senior night. It's a two-pointer, not a three, but a two. And Brandi Backus will take it. Her team survives the comeback by BG and takes a 33-31 lead into the exciting fourth quarter that's up ahead. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDL.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, a Jen Elliott buzzer beater. I'll give it 8/10 of a second for a buzzer beater, shall we? Stem the tie there for Bainbridge Guilford, who was down 31-23, scored 8 straight. And then Jen Elliott's basket near the buzzer made it 33-31. So Amanda off back into the ballgame for Unadilla Valley, along with Korean Izzard. Jordan Anderson, Morgan Weidman from the foul line missed it. Rebound, Morgan Bullis. She secured many a rebound here in the second half and scored 10 points in the third quarter. So the Bobcats trail by two. Abby Smith playing the point for Bainbridge Guilford. Nice pass inside for Holder. Right back out to Bullis. Now it's Palmateer. It's going to be a three-second call. So, yep, Holden in the lane for 3 seconds. Turn back over to the Storm, who have Taylor Davis, Jordan Anderson, Amanda Off, Morgan Weidman, and Kareen Izzard. Their starting lineup. Anderson, bounce pass in the corner for Izzard. Oh, pass deflected by Smith. Smith up the right side, crossing over, and over half court she comes to start the BG offense. Nice defensive play by Smith. Davis guarding Palmateer, dribbles all the way out near the mascot again. Down low, looking for Holden. Holden lost it, got it back. Smith gets the pass. Now Bullis. Bullis pass to double team, lays it up, missed it. Rebound, Anderson, and there's going to be one of the two girls pushing their way. And that's Morgan Bullis with a call, and that's her third. Getting there a little bit late. The quickness of Jordan Anderson winning that battle. 33-31, UV by two. What a third quarter for Bainbridge Guilford, especially the last 3 minutes. And that's when Amanda Off was on the bench. Well, they triple team. They surround Amanda Off, and that's going to be a foul from behind. And it looks like it's a call against Abby Smith, and that would be her third. Yep, all in the second half, too. 14 fouls on BG. Pass comes out to Anderson. Anderson a little bit gun-shy to shoot. She hasn't had the touch tonight. Amanda Off, nice ball fake, goes in, misses the foul, but she's, or misses the shot, but she's going to get foul shots. BG foul on Taylor Palmateer, the sophomore, with her second foul. She's got 9 points for BG. Amanda Off has 9, but she hasn't scored since early in the second quarter. Here come 2 shots for her. First one is up and good. UV came into this quarter just 3 for 10 from the foul line. Second shot is good. Key free throws there for the senior Amanda Off. She's got 11 points to lead all scores. 35-31. BG give and go to Ferreira. Ferreira across the court to Rivera, and that's happened several times for Bainbridge Guilford. The anxious pass over the defense that the recipient doesn't stand a chance. Goes too high and too hard. So UV again trying to put some distance between them and the Bobcats. Nice turnaround by Amanda Off with a left hand. Beautiful offensive play by Amanda Off, and she's sparking the team right now with 13. Here comes a 3-on-1. Palmateer, oh, BG is again going a little too fast. They had a 3-on-1, and Abby Smith maybe gave the ball up a little too soon on that pass. She could have probably at least gotten foul shots had she tried the layup. It was on her left side. Davis, a little sloppy ball handling there, but somehow, I was going to say, retains possession, but no, she traveled with the basketball. Well, harassing defense by the Bobcats. But BG trails by 6 now. They're not known for instant offense. Rivera, pass, 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 right back. Here comes Smith driving in. Right-handed layup, missed it too hard. And here comes a 1-on-1. Davis against Rivera. Puts it up, missed it. Off from behind, gets the rebound. No, nobody's got the rebound. UV secures it eventually. And here comes Anderson, who drew a foul. And let's see, looks like Alyssa Rivera gets her first. Anderson at the line to shoot. There's the touch that she knows she's capable of. 8 points for Jordan Anderson. After missing her first 5, she's made her last 2. Second shot is good. 9 points for Jordan Anderson, 5:18 to go. The referees tonight were also the referees of the JV game, so they're doing double duty tonight. This will be a very busy night on the hardwood. 39-31. 8 unanswered points for the Storm. Nice give and go to Bullis, driving the turnaround is off the glass and good. Nice balance work there by Morgan Bullis. She turned to her right when the closer play was turning to her left. 39-33, 4:46 to go in the game. Corinne Izzard back outside to Anderson. Jordan has struggled from the field, but still is the playmaker of this team.
Stay there, Abby. You got her, Abby.
Looking down low. Nope, she's going to fire. Way off the mark. Bullis in position for the rebound off the weak side. So the Bobcats can cut it down from six to whatever. Bullis at the foul line. She was wide open. Down low to Rivera off the glass. No, not strong enough on the shot, and there's a push off. And a one-and-one situation as the foul called on Rivera again. After the agonizing miss off the right side. So Corinne Izzard with two baskets. She'll get her first time at the line. It's a one-and-one. 4:18 to play, and that basket, that shot is good for 1 point. 40-33, Unadilla Valley leads Bainbridge Guilford girls in this MAC showdown, the penultimate game of their schedule. Second shot is good. Well, struggling for a 3 for 10 first three quarters, the UV Storm 6-4-6. 41-38, they've regained that 8-point lead. Smith trying to save it from going out of bounds, and she does on the left side. Lofts a pass down low for Ferreira. Blocked from behind by Izzer. The ball's on the floor. It's possession arrow in UV's favor. Four minutes even in this game. 41-33. And the possession arrow may have shown UV by the light, but it's the scorers at the scorers table that decide it. And they concurred that it was a blue ball. I think it's a dark orange ball. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, it's a there goes Bullis. Oh, she got the ball blocked. Oh, she got the ball back and is fouled. I thought she got hit hard on the arm. No call, but she got the ball back. She didn't give up. Perseverance there pays off, and that's a foul on Morgan Weidman of UV, her third. Bullis at the line. Shot is up. Oh, dies off the back of the rim and falls down. 12 points for Bullis all in the second half. Second shot is good. She got the Baker's dozen, 13, 41-34. Down by 7, UV. Up by 7. 3:50 to go in this contest, and man, is it a good one. Around a screen, Jordan Anderson. That seems to be one of the best plays. Now it's off from the elbow. Missed it. Chasing in the corner. Izzard trying to save it over her shoulder and then took a tumble. We got Alyssa Rivera checking into the ballgame for Bainbridge Guilford. All situational substitutions here. 3:36 to go. Bullis and Ferreira helping out. Now it's Smith. Oh, back court. Well. Well, the backcourt violation is going to hold up. Substitution, Betsy Holden back in for Alyssa Rivera. An unfortunate turnover for Bainbridge Guilford. The Storm have the ball, and it looks like somebody's going to have to come over and see us put the ball into play. 41-34. Anderson, Davis, Weidman off, and Izzard. They've been in there quite a bit tonight, not much subbing. There's a runner by Izzard that misses, and from behind, I believe, Izzard's going to get called for the push. And it's 1-1 time for BG. That'll be the fourth on Izzard. After she missed the shot, she made a nice offensive play, but in pursuit of her miss, she pushed from behind. This will be Megan Ferreira at the line. Megan has not scored, nor has she come to the foul line until now. 3:13 left and a 1-1. It's up, and it's short. Ball tapped up. Ferreira and Izzard fighting for it. That's possession arrow, and there's no doubt about it. It's UV's ball. Jen Elliott checks in. Senior Knight. For junior Kareen Izzard. 41-34. Approaching the three-minute mark. The Lady Storm trying to survive this one. After a tie, and now Anderson, a low trajectory shot. Goes out of bounds untouched. Rivera and Holden switch places again for BG. 2:55 left. 7-point spread here. UV by 7. Rivera. Oops. To Ferreira. Back out to Bullis. Right back to Ferreira. Right back to Bullis. She's got to get it over half court and does. Here comes Bullis driving through. A little sloppy. Passes back out to Abby Smith. Anderson gives her a little bit of room. Smith starts left, comes back right. Cutting the lane is Rivera. 5 on the shot clock. Ferreira back outside. Smith for a big time 3. Missed it. Ball comes out. It's going to be Unadilla Valley's ball. Two players hustling. It looked to me like UV's ball. Bob Conway is trying to sell it the other way. 2:20 to go in this one. 41-34 still. It's don't bring me into this. All right, here comes Taylor Davis, sealed off there on the defense by Ferreira. Good job there. Into the corner, and now a pass to Whiteman. And again, the girl who doesn't score much scores again. She's got 2 baskets in this half. 43-34, back up to a 9-point lead. Jen Elliott all over Abby Smith. No call there, but BG retains possession. Here comes Bullis, backing it out to Smith, looking. Over to Palmateer. Back out to Smith. They might have to start hoisting the threes. Cross court to Palmateer. Weidman blocking foul, although Palmateer looks like she may have slipped. They're going to call Morgan Weidman for the foul. Minute 34 to go. And that brings Taylor Palmateer to the line. She's got the game's only 3-point shot. And here comes the final 1-1 situation for BG. Ninth team foul. And the 4th foul on Weidman. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Taylor Davis. So off to Jordan Anderson it goes. 9-point lead for the Storm. Trying to put this one away with a minute 22 to go. Elliott going to crank it for 3. Way off the mark. Rebound by Bullis. Who else? Bullis. Crossing over, down the middle she comes. She's going to go up, and too hard on the layup. No call, but again, I was kind of sealed off. There goes Smith inside, and she draws the foul. So BG not quitting at this one like you ever thought they would. Unadilla Valley, though, doing just enough to keep a 9-point difference. And there's a timeout on the floor. So we'll take a break. 1:06 left in this one. BG to shoot foul shots. Trailing Unadilla Valley 43-34. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
A credit union is a financial cooperative that's owned by its members. You do not have to be in a union to join. We're a union of people helping people. And since we're not for profit, we can usually offer better rates and less service charges. Come by or call us to find out how to become a member today. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back at Unadilla Valley, nobody's left this one. Lady Storm led by as much as 11 points. BG came back to tie it 31-all right before the third quarter ended. Jen Elliott made a basket for UV, make it 33-31, and now it's 43-34. Two-shot foul, and the best free throw shooter for BG by far, Abby Smith, makes the first of two. Makes the sixth one in a row tonight. 10 points for her, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. 43-36 with a minute six to play. BG trying to get the ball back, and Anderson throwing the ball up knowing she was getting hit. We'll get two shot. No, we'll get 1-1. This is the last 1-1 for BG. Minute two on the clock. And being a 1-1, it's allowable to make a substitution. Ferreira comes out. Taylor Palmateer comes in for BG. Minute two on the clock. And Jordan Anderson, who's made her last three free throws. It's up and good. Well, BG's missed 2 1-and-1s, but they are 3 for 6 overall in this quarter from the free throw line. 2, 4, 6, 7 for 7 for UV in this quarter. We'll step away again. A minute two left. 44-36 UV by 8. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, when you can make your free throws at crucial times, it certainly helps get you in the W's. And Jordan Anderson going for her fourth in a row in this quarter. Fifth in a row overall, has done exactly that. She's got 11 points, 5 from the free throw line, 45-36, less than a minute to play. Morgan Bullis over to Taylor Palmateer, fakes the three, goes inside. Nice pass into Caitlin Vandermark, blocked by Morgan Weidman. Looked pretty good from here, but that's going to be her fifth foul. And on senior night, Morgan Weidman will be her fifth foul. But two big baskets for her in crucial times in the third and fourth quarters. So, trying to remember where she is headed. I think she's headed to, I think, a career in cosmetology is what I heard. All right, so Vandermark at the line to shoot two. First one is short. One left for Vandermark, trailing by 9, 51.6 seconds. It's up. It's good. So, let's see what the Bobcats can do to stop Anderson and company, but Jordan will keep the ball in her hands and keep going to the foul line. This reminds me of the game we did Unitigo and Unadilla Valley last year, where she shot, I believe she shot over 20 free throws. So two at the line here. It's up. I'm going to guess she prefers shooting free throws at this basket as opposed to the one in the first half where she was 0 for 4. In this one, totally different. Second shot is up and good. That's 7 for 8 in this half, 0 for 4 in the other basket in the first half. So 47-37, BG, a little mishaps there, but they retain possession. Morgan Bullis going across court to Rivera, driving in on Jen Elliott. Circles around, no pass, no shot there. Pass to Vandermark, she misses short. And with 26 seconds to go, they're going to just foul what they can or who they can. And usually, as in the case now, Jordan Anderson has the ball. Foul's going to go on Taylor Palmateer. Two more at the line for Jordan Anderson, who intends to go to Nazareth College, from what I heard at the pregame, to major in physical therapy. Makes the first shot. Misses. The streak is finally over. But a lot of free throws. There's Morgan Bullis, another runner that worked so well in the third quarter. Missed it now. 13 seconds to go. They try to trap. And a steal by Vandermark, and she's fouled with 6.3 seconds to go. Elliott with the foul. We will have our awards coming up after the game, of course. Vandermark hits the first one. Shot is up and good. Nice work for Kaylin Vandermark to get three free throws. 48-39. Anderson will just dribble this one out. Pass to Corinne Izzard, and the game is now history. So 48-39. A little closer than what the final score indicates. Bainbridge Guilford played it heart and soul in that third quarter to shock the Storm to a 31-all tie, and then good free throws, patient offense, and good defense win it for the UV Storm to set up the game that everybody's waiting for on Friday night, the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm and the Unitigo Lady Spartans. And I am proud to say I will have a ringside seat for that one. We are looking forward to it already. But we've got to recap this one before that. So we will come back and do exactly that and have our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award sponsors named, and our totals, of course, put in the books as well. So stick around. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the postgame show on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Unadilla Valley for the one and only time this year, at least in the regular season. You never know. Could be back here for a semifinal game. Hard to say, because of Unadilla Valley standing in the league in both boys and girls. But our postgame show following the 48-39 Lady Storm victory over the Lady Bobcats to snap their 8-game win streak, brought to you by Meng Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Meng Insurance has served the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Meng Insurance, we insure your life. By NBT Bank with the Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank's putting customers first every single day. They're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Well, a game that saw Uno Della Valle, as expected, get out to an early lead, but could not shake the Bainbridge Gopher Lady Bobcats till late in the game when, of all things, free throws salted this one away. An amazing performance in the fourth quarter, going 11 for 12 in the fourth quarter. 11 for 12 free throw shooting. Extremely impressive for the Uno Della Valle Lady Storm. And BG came into the fourth quarter 6 for 8 and got to the free throw line 10 times and made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Not too bad. 12 for 18 overall, two-thirds. That's pretty good. But 39 points, which has been enough to win some of the games in that eight-game win streak. Not enough for tonight, but got to give BG credit for this. Uno Della Valle went up 31-23 early in the third quarter. BG called a timeout. Bob Conway reset everything. Now, Amanda Off had gotten her second foul, and for some reason, Brandi Backus decided to take her out of the game. Made Uno Della Valle a different team, more guard-oriented, and BG was able to get the ball inside a little bit more and get some baskets, namely Morgan Bullis and Abby Smith, who scored 14 of the team's 16 points, doing exactly that. And Morgan, who had been held scoreless in the first half, scored 10 in that third quarter and willing her team to get back and, in fact, tying it up at 31 apiece after being down by as many as 11. So a testament to the perseverance of Bainbridge Guilford not giving up with the young team that they have, mostly sophomores and juniors. And it actually was a character builder, I think, to get that to that point. But then Jen Elliott, right back for Uno Della Valle, her only basket of the game was a buzzer at the end of the third quarter. And that put them back up 33-31. And then, as I said, free throws, 11 for 12 from the free throw line. Very big tip of the hat there for the Storm to salt that game away, basically, from the free throw line. So here are the totals for Uno Della Valle. Individually, I should say, Emily Converse with that really nice three-pointer in the second quarter. She finishes with those 3 points. Junior Corinne Izzard with 6 points, 2 for 2 from the line, including the 1-1 in the fourth quarter. Taylor Davis, Jr., with 6 points. That's far below her average, but we'll get to her in just a bit. Jen Elliott with that buzzer beater. That's her only point. She's a senior. Amanda Off, a fellow senior, with 13 points, 9 in the first half, but 2 for 2 from the line in that fourth quarter. She was 3 for 5 overall. It was Hannah Lazarus not scoring, playing as a freshman. Morgan Weidman, senior, fouled out, so left her mark on the floor tonight. She scored 2 baskets in the second half to finish with 4. Jordan Anderson, who always has the ball in her hand as a playmaker for this team, finished with 14 points, but it's how she did it. She had 7 free throws and 8 tries in the fourth quarter. And again, when the other team has to foul to get the ball back, they follow the person who has the ball in their hand a lot, and Anderson does that by design for Coach Backus, and she came through with flying colors, going 7 for 8 in the fourth quarter, 8 for 14 overall. Didn't get off to such a good start. Missed her first 5 and then made 7 of her last 8. Bridget Converse, senior, played but did not score, and I think that was it for the Uno Della Valle Lady Storm. They had 17 two-pointers, no three-pointers, 14 for 22 from the line, and 48 points. For the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats, Abby Smith with 10 points, including another impressive free-throw performance, 6 for 6. Morgan Bullis got off to a very late start, 10 in the third quarter, finished with 13, 3 for 6 from the line. It was Alyssa Rivera with a basket for 2. Caitlin Vandermark, 3 for 4 down the stretch from the line, finished with 3. Megan Ferreira, 0 for 1. Played a lot of defense, obviously, tonight. Taylor Palmatier had a decent first half, 9 points overall for her, including the game's only 3-pointer. And Betsy Holden had a basket, missed a free throw, did not score that one. 2 points for her. 12 two-pointers for Bainbridge Guilford. The 1-3, as we said, 12 for 18 from the line and 39 points. Time to give it the awards for this evening. And the person I had selected switched twice. All right, I had a selection all set to go, switched it once, had to switch it again, and sure enough, it became number 23, Jordan Anderson, with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Going into this, into the fourth quarter, as I said, just 7 points. She did not have a good shooting night. Was not feeling it from the free throw line either. It was pretty much guaranteed that she was going to get to the line a lot, and she did. Came up big, 7 for 8 in that fourth quarter. She wound up the high score, but that's not the point. The point was 7 for 8 from the free throw line when they needed the points. She came up with them, and she saw the court very well, as always. A couple of assists at least in there as well. For the Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance, that one's going to go to Taylor Davis. Hate to ruin senior night with a junior award, but good defense is good defense, and Taylor was the one that was assigned to stop Abby Smith as much as possible, and Abby did have a good second half and everything, but didn't have that flow in the first half. Taylor Davis was a big reason why. Taylor, I don't think, ever came off the floor. If she did, it was only for a couple of moments. And Brandi Backus relies on that girl and will rely even more on her next year. And here's a testament to her ability. She averages 13.2 points a game. Tonight held to 6. No big deal. She did the defensive work. Got her teammates had the points. And enough said about that. So congratulations again to Jordan Anderson, our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner, Taylor Davis, the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Some would say, hey, how about Amanda Off when she wasn't in the game? BG was scoring their points. Yeah, that's true, too. But I think Taylor, with that one-on-one defense, really impressed me with her abilities tonight in that regard. All right, so the first of 3 senior nights for the week, all involving Unadilla Valley. Tomorrow night, we switch it over to Wells Bridge, New York, where Unitigo has their home court, and they'll be playing the boys tomorrow. We'll play U of V, 7:15 start time, 7 o'clock on the Chambers and Hare tip-off show. Likewise on Friday, when it's for the regular season marbles, as I like to say, for the top seed in the MAC playoffs that start next Thursday for the girls and Friday for the boys. But Friday night, it will be winner take top seed. Not winner take all, but winner take top seed as the UV Lady Storm, fresh off the win tonight, come and play the Unitigo Spartans. Something's got to give. Both teams are 10-0 in this league, and so the winner will get the top seed going into the semifinals. All right, thanks to Joe Gardner, and special thanks to Preferred Mutual for jumping on board for these 3 games this week. Very special sponsorship for Preferred Mutual. We thank them very much. And thanks to everybody for tuning in or logging on. Once again, the home of local sports is right here, FM 101, AM 1490, and WCDOsports.com. We are WCDO. I'm Greg Davey. Enjoy the night, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Unitigo, WCDO.